Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.
Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast, which today is going to give you everything that you would normally expect, audio entertainment from the Hometime show. However, something a little bit different at the end of the episode. Now, you are very much the back doctor.
I have had a bad back on and off over the years, so I've learned a few little ways to try and sort it out.
I have come in today with a bad back. Bottom right of my back, really painful.
He fell down the stairs at a walkabout. How have you done it, though? How do you think you've done it?
I don't know. I felt it in the middle of the night, and then, like, even getting in the car today, I'm having to lift my right leg in. It's depressing.
Honest to God, I know, like, you know, there's loads of stuff going on in the world at the moment and stuff like that, but when you've got a bad back, it affects everything. Your personality, your it feels like, sometimes it feels like someone's sitting on your actual... like
soul.
Yes, exactly, soul.
So, at the end of this episode, if you too suffer from mild back pain, Bush is going to lead us through a quick guided exercise as to what we can do. And I'm going to do it and you can do it at home. So just something to prepare yourself for at the end of the episode.
Finger up the bum. See you in a minute.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Tuesday afternoon, and it is home time. It is Bush and Richie.
We want to say a big hi to anyone who is snacking whilst the show is on, because that's what we're doing too right now. Richie and I have found, but completely unexpectedly, a whole variety pack of salt and shake crisps. There's like 20 or 30 of them in there. I think they're cast-offs from a party that Simon Mayo, who's in the studio next to us, has thrown, because he always gets lots of nice food. So we've grabbed ourselves a pack each, and we're having them whilst the show's on. Do forgive us, it's been a busy couple of days. But the best thing about salt and shake is it takes you right back to your childhood, because you don't see this too much these days. They come with a little tiny sachet of salt. Have a listen to this. That's the salt. And what you do is you open the sachet, tip it on the crisps, and then you salt them yourself, which is a bit of a throwback, isn't it?
I'm sorry if I sound distracted, because you've described perfectly how the salt and shake...
So I'm just putting my salt on. What's the problem?
I don't have any.
What do you mean? You've got a packet of crisps
in there? No. Yeah, I don't have the sachet in there.
So you've just got... is completely bare crisps.
I've just got potato crisps. There is no... I've been looking. I've got very oily fingers as a result. There's no sachet in my salt and shake.
Oh, no. We've been looking forward to this for ages.
I know.
So we'll get a couple of songs on.
I know.
Get the crisps open. Shake them.
Retro crisps like this. School days.
Is that an omen? If that feels like a fortune cookie with, like, nothing in it. Imagine getting a fortune cookie with nothing in it.
I tell you, it probably feels... I would imagine it's worth a bob or two.
Oh, yeah, like an anomaly.
Exactly, yeah.
Imagine, honestly, I've seen weirder stuff go for big bucks on eBay.
Right, I'm not going to eat any of these. I'm going to seal them and see what I can get for them.
Keep an eye out on eBay, folks. But look, you know this show. Everything in life, everything in our lives is content and stuff we can talk about on the Hometime show. So we thought there might be something in this, because essentially what you've had there is a product anomaly.
Yes.
You know when an item or something that you buy has like a weird thing to do with it that might make it of some value.
And it's not a first. It's happened to me before when I got a Kit Kat, one of the four-fingered Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the fingers product anomaly came with no wafer in whatsoever. So it was just a block of chocolate and it was delicious.
I bet that's incredible. So just one of the four fingers, the other three had wafers.
Correct, which is what's really strange about it.
So there you go. Back to you guys, our amazing audience. Have you ever had a product anomaly where an item or a thing that you bought is just slightly different and feels kind of special at the same time?
Sean in Somerset says, I gave my daughter, who was around 9 or 10 at the time, a packet of crisps, and concealed within was a crisp that was a heart-shaped crisp.
Oh.
She kept it in a Tupperware box until it reduced itself practically to dust. She's 16 in 2 weeks.
I feel like there's some kind of parallel to how teenagers feel about you going on right there. Right, let's go to the phones. And we've got Nick on the line with an eyewitness report of a product anomaly. Nick, what happened to you?
On Friday, went to Sainsbury's with the wife, bought a 4-pack of big Scotch eggs.
Lovely.
And the first Scotch egg had no egg in it.
So it was just, what, like air? What was in there?
As I bit into it, air just went straight into my mouth. It was nothing but scotch, really. Just meat and breadcrumbs.
I'd find that really quite unsettling, because there's the danger that you chomp into it with quite some gusto,
yeah,
more than you would need, and yeah, your teeth would meet quicker than you think, because there is no egg.
No. To be honest, I'm glad I didn't do that, and I was really hungry. So,
were you eating in the car? I've got a feeling you were eating this in the car on the way back from the shops.
I was, yeah. I was driving back from the shop, and I asked the wife to pass me one of the Scotch eggs, and it just happened to be the one she passed out. But I made her shake the rest.
Okay.
So she was like maracas. So she's sitting there shaking Scotch eggs, making sure there's eggs in there.
Due diligence. And what was the state of play with the other three?
They were absolutely fine, thankfully. So I did have a second one on the way home, which was probably a bit greedy, but...
Not really, because you've only had 1.5, I would say.
It's just air. It's just Scotch.
That is very, very true, yeah. I'll take that one.
So... Are you feeling this was a good sign? Have nice things happened to you since then, since Friday?
I've had a very easy week at work so far.
There you go. It's the lucky airy egg.
A very good omen.
It really is. It's a sign. Well, listen, what a lovely, lovely thing. May you continue to have eggless Scotch eggs and have great weeks because of it.
Thank you very much.
Someone here says, many moons ago, one of my first jobs was in a bingo hall. In between the afternoon and evening session, the manager asked me to put a chicken and mushroom pie in the microwave, which I duly did, only to be asked a short time later by him, I thought I asked you for a chicken and mushroom pie, to which I replied, I gave you one. His response then says, how can you explain how it's mince and onion? It turns out, guys, it was exactly 50-50 mince and onion and chicken and mushroom. What an incredible story that is.
Wow. Matthew bought a box of 6 Scroobles for the children to find there were no bubble gums at the bottom of any of them.
That's actually quite disheartening.
It really is.
If anything.
It's not as freaky as the double flavoured pie.
Unbelievable.
Right, Danny texted in. We've got him back on because his story is incredible. Danny, tell us what happened.
I had a 4-finger Kit Kat with no wafers. All 4 were pure chocolate.
Wow, so Richie, you had got one that had 1 chocolate finger, yeah, 3 wafers. This, yeah, this is next level.
It was all right. I like chocolate, it's fine.
What an understatement. I mean, again, I think going to the core of all of these things, surely it's a symbol of good luck, isn't
yes,
it?
It's
yes, an anomaly. It's a symbol of good luck. It's out of the ordinary.
Suppose so.
Okay. He's really getting into this.
I wasn't expecting you to call, to be honest.
That's all right, Danny. Don't That's you worry.
Yeah. Don't you liven up for a radio show or anything like that. You just do you, Danny, all right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Anything else, yeah, you wanted to talk to us about whilst we're on?
No, you're all good. Good luck finding the next anomaly.
Thanks. That sounded genuine right at the end of it all.
Brilliant. Yeah. Cheers, Danny.
Cheers, Danny. Yeah. Take
care. Best of luck. Bye-bye.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Bush and Ritchie here, playing you great songs because we know what you like.
And now, a gear change that only the One Show could do, or us, and that is to Tunnel Time, which started yesterday as we tried to explore the tunnels of the UK to find out which ones you can drive through and make sure that you don't lose the Absolute Radio signal. It's an important service.
We're doing God's work.
Craig, we spoke to yesterday, tested out the Conwy Tunnel for us. It didn't go well. We lose signal. Let's catch up with our underground adventurer today. It's Kevin. Where are you, Kevin?
I'm in the Granville Street Goods Tunnel, which is a disused tunnel just outside Birmingham city centre.
Brilliant. So we've been getting people to get in touch with, like, you know, tunnels, working tunnels they're about to go through. You're going to go through a disused tunnel. Why are you in a disused tunnel, Kevin? Tell us some details about that.
Because I am the tunnel engineer for the area, and it is due its annual inspection. So, coincidentally, when I saw your thing, I thought, I wonder if they'll be interested.
Oh,
we
are.
Interest. We can check underwater as well, because there's a canal on top of this tunnel.
Wow. So, what canal have you got going over the top of your tunnel then, Kevin?
The Birmingham to Worcester.
That's one of my favourites, actually. So, have you got, like, a key? You're going to inspect it. Do you have, like, you unlock it and go in, or what's the deal with it?
It's all locked up. It's not public access by any stretch, but it gets used as a railway access road these days. It gets quite dull. Don't go into detail.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're very excited about this. So, are you going to be on foot going into this disused tunnel? It sounds like the start of a horror movie, but are you going to be on foot and then we'll call you back when you get to the other side? Kevin, would that work?
That can work, or I can put absolute radio on and I can listen to the radio as I go through, as I drive through the tunnel. If you'd like, I don't mind. What do you want? What do you want to happen?
Well, driving would be good. We don't know what kind of tunnel we're working with.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because this isn't a tunnel that the normal public can drive through.
No, but he's got carte blanche. Well, yeah. If you're up for whacking absolute radio on the Home Time Show right now, as loud as you can, driving very safely through your disused tunnel, and then we'll speak to you on the other side, whatever that might be. Maybe go through a waterfall or something like in Beauty and the Beast. then we'll find out how good the signal is down there.
Okay, all right.
Well, we're going to stick a song on, fella. You get yourself ready, and we'll see you on the other side. Kevin, thanks for taking part in Tunnel Time.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
So we were panicking a bit earlier on. So we've got Kevin going through a disused tunnel in Birmingham for us, right?
Yeah, which is another anomaly.
It's a bit weird. It's like the start of like some kind of horror movie from Netflix or whatever. But we're glad to say he's back on the line. He's here. So, Kevin, welcome back to the show. What happened?
What happened was I lost you, chaps. I lost you somewhere underneath the canal.
Somewhere underneath the canal.
This is a second consecutive bad result.
That's not my fault.
That's a very, very good point.
No.
And we were just saying whilst the song was on that's kind of a weird job being down there on your own in a disused tunnel. I don't think you wouldn't get that many takers for that. It sounds like someone out of a horror movie.
I'm not on my own. I have a small group of people working with me, but you're right. Inside a tunnel on your own can be... There's an awful lot of noises that you're very aware of.
Oh, Kevin, can I ask a question? I'm not trying to belittle your job. What is the point of checking a tunnel that has not been used by a railway line since 1967?
Let's put it this way. If it went wrong, all of the water in the canal above would drain out. The block of flats that sits on the top of the tunnel would probably drop down a few feet, and that would be... unpopular. It's the sort of thing that it's all right whilst nothing goes wrong.
Fair point.
It makes us trying to work out whether you can still pick up one of our songs halfway through the tunnel.
Don't question what's the point about that.
Yeah, exactly. it slightly undermines that, but hey, that's fine. Hey, well, listen, thank you so much for being part of our scientific survey. We've struck out again, unfortunately, with another tunnel in the United Kingdom, but, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you are about to go through a tunnel and would like to be part of our experiment here on Tunnel Time, do what Kevin did and get in touch. Kevin, thank you so much.
An absolute pleasure, chaps. Have a good show.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio is where real music matters. You know it. It's Home Time with Bush and Richie.
We're talking about spooky workplaces in the final hour of Home Time this evening, inspired by listener Kevin earlier on Tunnel Time, who appeared to be working on his own in a disused tunnel below a canal in Birmingham. So if you work somewhere that's a little bit kind of creepy or whatever, get in touch. We'd like to hear from you.
Evening, guys. I work in lots of different telephone exchanges, says this message. You'd be amazed at how many have Cold War bunkers in the basement. Mm. Lots of them have disused bunk beds and chemical toilets. One in particular has a red line painted around the room, which says not to pass under fallout conditions.
Wow, that's straight out of, like, the apocalypse, isn't it?
It really is.
Angela Barnes from the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio on Saturday mornings is a nuclear bunker specialist.
Is she really?
She came on our Scarred for Life podcast and she told us that she had her hen do in a nuclear bunker. Imagine that.
They stayed
the night in a nuclear bunker.
Wow.
Which is an incredible thing. I also would like to say as well, in terms of spooky places, you wouldn't normally have this down for it, but if you've ever worked in a pub, there's nowt worse or nowt more scary than going down a change of barrel.
Really?
Really creepy down there. Always really creepy. The basements in pubs, worst thing ever.
Wow.
Simon says, I work in a Victorian prison. We have a grey lady at work, seen by staff and prisoners. Some prisoners have even requested to move cells during the night.
Wow.
Also been known to turn on and off the staff radios during the night shift. It's been seen multiple times over the years, along with footsteps and banging noises.
Not very helpful, the grey lady in the prison, is she?
Yeah, grey lady, what are you playing at? Listen to this. Holly and Chris have been on. When Dad was in the police, he got called out to a job. The chap said, I've locked him in the upstairs bedroom, brackets, a burglar. They went into the room and there was no one there, but a dent in the bed, like someone was lying there, and the window was locked. Thanks, Holly and Chris.
I love these stories. I love them.
Bordering on an urban legend, but I kind of like that.
Rory says, cinemas are haunted. I used to work for a few different cinemas belonging to a popular cinema chain, and each one seemed haunted in its own special way, especially in the projection area.
Oh.
I used to get intruder alarm call-outs for one cinema, and there'd be no issue, but the motion sensor CCTV, both upstairs and downstairs, turning on and off like mad. I also served Richie once at that cinema, so enjoy the ghosts next time.
Wow, you might have been there with, like, a ghost lady. Maybe you've got off with a ghost lady at a haunted cinema. You wonder why she never got back to you.
But you loved her. Remember what cinema or film it was.
You loved her parasol.
Yes. Parasol.
Parasol. Hmm. I just on that, by the way, yes. Odeon Cinema in Bristol, 100% haunted.
Really?
There's a ghost in there. The manager of the hotel, apparently from, like, the, I don't know, mid-90s or something like that, he got shot by a love rival.
Goodness
so
me.
People who've gone out there, if you've been, I mean, we can add this to the pub changing the barrels thing earlier on. Going for a wee in the middle of a film is the worst scary thing ever, isn't it?
Yes.
You're on your own in the toilets in the
yes.
Odeon?
Yeah.
Well, Odeon Bristol, ghost blokes in
well,
there.
Well, I never.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Right, welcome back to the end of the show. I was joking at the start. There's no insertion of anything here as I try and fix Richie's back.
Thank you.
What I've got him to do, though, is do a little manoeuvre that I've done on a number of occasions where you lie down on your back. Yeah. Please do this at home if you've got back problems, because it does work. And then what you need to do, Richie, is put your arms out either side of you like a star shape type thing.
Okay.
Put your knees together.
They are.
And then lean. So he's doing this on the floor in the corner of the studio. I think the cleaner can see him through the window. It does look a bit weird. You can lean your knees together, keeping them together to your right hand, to your right side.
That way?
Yeah.
That's right.
Like lean it all the way over, all the way over. Keep going.
It's my right side that hurts.
Yeah, sometimes it's the other bit, though, that can give it the click. And then lean those knees over to the other side now.
Okay, yeah, like that.
That good?
Yeah, that's good.
See? Right, and then put your legs back together again then.
Yeah.
And then one leg on flat on the floor. Please play along with this at home. And then take your knee that is still up and put it to the opposite side of your body. So put your hand on the side of that knee. Put your hand on the side of that knee there.
That.
And then push it that way, the other side of your body.
I can't reach. My arms are too short. my arm does not reach my knee.
Really?
How do you do that?
You can put your hand on your knee, can't you?
I don't know. Look.
His arms are too short to reach. How do you give your knee a scratch if it's itchy? What do you do?
Well, bend my body forward.
That's a good point. So put your knee up a bit further. And then,
oh, my back hurts.
There you go. Now push that knee to the other side. That's it?
That's it, yeah.
Go on, right to the side.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That's He's getting it. The click, folks.
Yeah.
So try that with the other leg and then see how you go. So if you, there you go. Those groans of Richie's back, hopefully clicking back into place. And we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.
You've got such short arms.